Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode 4. This episode, we're going to cover quite a bit. I'm going to cover the last year of 2012, all of 2013. This will be right before we get into 2014. The reason I'm doing this is because there's enough to cover it. I mean, we can wrap all this in a year because we've covered pretty much up to it. What I mean is, up to this point now, you know that God has added some people. And the Boot, my co-host, is getting ready to head on out. November, he's going to be leaving. So November of 2012, he's going to be heading out, which leaves me. 2013, I'll be the morning show host solo, which I haven't done yet. So this is going to be a new experience. And also, the show is going to change directions. Remember, I told you, together we were like, a lot of folks refer to us as the Howard Stern of Christian country radio, or Christian radio, because we were a lot funny, or tried to make things funny. And a lot of times they were comical, almost up to the limit where we pushed the envelope a little bit. Right to the, I don't know if it was sacrilegious, but it was edgy. Now the radio is going to get a little more serious because I'm going to start to share what God's doing with me. Because that's all I know to do is to be real. And I'm going to be professional as an unprofessional. Because it's just me. Again, I was trained by one of the very best in radio who had the number one morning show for 5 years running in Myrtle Beach. This guy I have a lot of respect for. I didn't care for his training methods, but the training I would get, I would need, and it would serve me well, and it has. And I give him a lot of credit. My boss, I still talk to him today. I'm always going to be grateful to him. He knows that, and I've told him that straight up. And he's complimented me and the radio station because it's a reflection of him. And he knows that the imaging and all the good things that the radio station does and sounds like, from what he imparted in me, he can have satisfaction in knowing success has come from that. Now, I give all the glory to God for everything, but God used him, whether it was knowingly or unknowingly, because it's unknowingly for him because he's agnostic. But anyway, that's another subject for another time. But God used him mightily to give me some great training. Now, he cringes when I do the things I do on air, like I just said, on air, which is correctly, on. Now, keep this phrase in mind, on air, because that's going to be important, because I'm going to come back to that in a minute when I say on air. Now, on, I say on, and he would say, you're not on the air, you're on the air. You don't own the air. You know, you don't own the radio station, you're on the radio station. Well, now I could say I own the radio station if I wanted to. A little tongue-in-cheek there. So when I realized that I could do whatever I wanted to do, all the things that irked me during the training part of it, I said, well, I'm not going to do that now because I don't have to. And that's where I'm the most professional at being unprofessional came in. Because I know how to be a good DJ, or radio personality, as they call it now. I can enunciate, I can speak very clearly, and I can talk without an accent. And I can do it very fast and well, without saying and, all those things. I've been taught well. I choose not to do it. The proper way to DJ would be to stand up and DJ, not sit down in a chair. Because talking from your diaphragm is how you get that Joe Radio voice. When I say Joe Radio voice, it would be like this. HLERadio.com. Or, you know, you've heard those guys talk like that all the time. HLE Radio. Or, you know, this is, you know, 5 minutes to the hour. That kind of stuff. Well, I just talk like me all the time. So that being said, the Boot leaves 2013 is a new year. Now, I'm doing what I know to do. So radio-wise, I'm reaching out to artists that I'm finding. One thread leads to another thread. In other words, I find one artist on Facebook, or I become friends with them, and I see other artists that they're friends with, and I reach out to them. Several things I'm finding out now. A lot of these artists don't have a high or a good impression of internet radio, because there have been internet radio stations before that have claimed to do things, and it's usually been somebody in their bedroom who has taken advantage of them and has presented themselves as somebody who couldn't do anything. So, one, there's already a stigma against this. So I'm dealing with that, right? I'm also dealing with the fact that I'm kind of on an island here because I don't have a job anymore. The only thing I have here is this radio station. And the money's not coming in because, like I said, we had that one faithful supporter, if you listened to the podcast a while back. And now I'm trying to figure out how to get ways to get people to come in here or to donate. This is where my wife is still working a full-time job. Praise the Lord. Thank goodness. And she's across the street working her behind off. Our house is going into foreclosure. Both our vehicles are getting repossessed. I mean, they were riding around. They came to my house looking for the vehicle. And they didn't know where the radio station was, but that's where it was. Thank goodness. Now I'm calling these people and I'm saying, listen, you don't want the vehicle. It's more beneficial for me to keep the vehicle than it is for you to have it. I want to pay for it. And as soon as I can get money, I will pay for it. I mean, whatever I can do, I'll pay for it. So I would stay on the phone with these people and they would call every few days and I would answer and I'd say, listen, I'm waiting on some money. And God would send it in though. God would send it in. Now it took me an extra year and a half to pay those vehicles off, but we paid them off. Now on our house, I worked with them to fill out the paperwork. I said, could you just drop the note down or the interest down, something, anything. And they had a plan where they could do it for a year. And, you know, if they could just drop it down a bit, it would help till we could get on our feet. Again, I don't know anything about running a business. I didn't know you had to have 3 years of capital set aside. We started this thing with a lump of faith. I get a letter from them after working with these people for, I don't know, 6-7 months. We get a letter in the mail saying that the note went up $150, I think it was $158 more dollars the note went up. And if we had 3 months to come up with the first payment, if we didn't, they were going to take the house. They were going to foreclose on it. And I'm like, I'm asking for you to drop the note. Instead of dropping it, you even raise it on me. And I'm like, so here we are, house going into foreclosure, vehicles getting repossessed, barely keeping the doors open here. Our house is needing repair. That's when the roof is starting to leak now. We're getting water spots in the ceiling. And again, all the repairs to the house, money that should have been going for house repairs, well, they're going to keep the station open. We're trying to keep the station open. Anything we can do to keep the station open. And God provided. I mean, he kept the doors open. We look back now and we're like, wow, how did that even happen? But then, going through it then, it was something. Not only that, we're estranged from our church that we were at for 10 years. Not only is that going on, in the Christian country part of things, in the radio world, you know, now that people are starting to find out about HLE radio, and the artists are starting to find out about HLE radio, well, so are some of the other radio people and some of the organizations that have awards and that kind of thing, finding out about us too. And we start to get nominated for some of those awards, which is really cool because I don't know anything about anything. And then I got certain radio personalities calling and saying, hey, man, and acting like they're your friends and everything. You're thinking they are. You're thinking, well, this is nice, man. And you find out otherwise a little bit later. All this is going on through this whole time. Now, while I'm trying to get music through these artists and wading through this stuff, I'm having to put out a disclaimer when I send something to somebody. I say, listen, you can go look at our website because we have a great website now. I said, you can go listen to us. I said, we're not. And I'm having to qualify what we're doing to get the music. Very few artists are sending us the music just on me asking for it. I'm having to qualify to get it. Because through the years, all these Christian country artists have been taken advantage of. This is one of the things I'm finding out back then. And it's still like that today, pretty much. We might cover that coming up later on in some of the other podcasts specifically. But back then, because I don't know the whole story, I'm still new to this. Keep in mind, you know, I'm only a couple of years in to Christian country now. So I'm still wading my way through everything. And I still haven't met everyone. I still haven't been to every organization. I still haven't found out who's who and who does what. You know, I'll tell you this, sidebar. It only took 4 years to run the gamut. After 4 years, you know who's who does what, and what everybody's about. Just like me, it works that way too. I mean, everybody knows what we're about. Anyway, that's another podcast in itself. So we're getting nominated for some awards in some different organizations. 2013, we got nominated for every, because we'd been broadcast since 2012. That's when we came on. And, you know, nothing happened in 2012. We came in March 2012. But by 2013, by that time, people knew about us. Artists had started talking about us. We were getting known now. We were getting recognized. People were starting to find us and listen to us and all that stuff. So we were getting a lot of nominations. We got nominated in every category with every organization that year. Now, we didn't win anything at all, but we got nominated, which was cool. So the biggest award show was in Nashville. It was the ICM Awards. We didn't have the money to go, but this time the church took up an offering for me to go. They were really excited for me. I rented a car, and I went. Brian Carpenter met me over there. And me and Brian were in Nashville for the ICM Awards because we were nominated for Radio Station of the Year. And I was nominated for Radio Personality of the Year. Now, I was nominated also with the with some other ones, too. I think ICGMA and Agape Fest. And the list is on our website. You can go look. I can't recall them all by name, but I do remember this one. When I left Nashville, when I was performing and went to the carnival, I mean, I was glad to leave Nashville then. This was the next time that I'd been in Nashville. I left Nashville in 2001. I hadn't been back to Nashville since I left. And it was such a ugly experience there, and I'll tell you why. But I was like, man, I said, I should have never came back to Nashville. I knew better. Because it was just, the way we got treated was horrible. So, remember I said keep in mind on air, the phrase I said on air? Here's what happens. We walk in. Now, the artist treated me great. Like, I walk in, there's this big sing thing going on around. And artists, man, they all clap for me and everything when I come in. I'm like, wow, man, what a reception. They gave me a guitar. I think it was Tommy Brandt's guitar I put on, if I'm not mistaken. Tommy said, here. And I believe I sang a song. And that was about it. And all the radio DJs were there. And I met them. And one of them, I'm trying to think of his name. I can't recall it. But he had the big show for ICM. They had this big country radio show that they did. I think it was a type of a countdown show. He was the big guy. He was the big radio guy. He'd won their award several times. Seen him outside the hallway. And I said, hey. Introduced myself and everything to him. I said, hey, man, I'd love to be able to run your show on my radio station. And he said, he looked at me. I remember this. He says, he kind of just, man, he said, we're a big show. He said, we don't run, you know, we wouldn't run our show on a little station like yours. He said, you don't have good enough numbers and you're just a little internet station. You know, we run only on big terrestrial stations. And I thought to myself, oh, okay. I'm like, man, that's pretty crappy. And then I notice a lot of the other DJs, they kind of huddled up together over there. And I'm like, okay. So I got kind of got the cold shoulder from the crew over there. Now, and I kind of let that go a bit. And I'm like, because the artists are really, really nice. But they had this radio panel thing we walked into. And we weren't invited to the radio deal at all. We weren't on the panel at all. There's the guy, the big radio guy I'm telling you about. I can't think of his name. Another radio guy there. I'm not going to say his name. But then there's Robbie Lynn there too. I can say Robbie's name because we're friends. He won't mind. We walk in and we're not part of it. This other radio guy is giving statistics. And they're wrong. And Brian says, tell him, man. Tell him that, you know, raise your hand, tell him he ain't right. I said, nah. I said, I ain't gonna say anything. I'll just let him say what they want to say. I said, we weren't invited to this thing anyway. I said, they can say what they want. But what they were saying about internet radio was wrong, and I knew it. They were saying about how logging on, all that stuff, and it was wrong information that they were giving out, or that he was giving out. And I knew it was wrong, but I didn't say anything because it wasn't me to say anything. And then Robbie, man, he tells Brian, and Brian comes tell me this. And this is what set me off, I think, the most out of anything. Because we had our shirts on, said HLE Radio. We had our name on them and everything. It looked really good. And Robbie tells Brian, he says, well, it's not like y'all real radio anyway. And that just really pissed me off. Now, me and Robbie talk about this now, and he's apologized several times since. And we get a laugh about it, but that's what Robbie said then. But the reason I said on air is because my old boss, who I still respect and we still talk, he would say that too. And when I started and left the radio and doing the air, he said, well, it's not like it's real radio. And he would say, you're not on the air. You're not really on the air. So he never considered internet radio being on the air. So I was always told, you know, it's not like your real radio. It's not, you're not on the air because we're not terrestrial. So that comment really, really, really set me off. So that whole thing, it was just a foul. I just got treated bad. We got treated bad. HLE Radio just got shunned that whole trip. And I was like sad about that. Fast forward a couple of years later, the same guy who told me that hit the radio show couldn't be aired on HLE Radio. And I got a picture. Why can't I think of his name? Rich Miller. Rich Miller. That's his name. Rich Miller. And he won't mind. I've talked to Rich since. We're fine too, man. We get a laugh about it. But we started airing that show on HLE Radio because HLE Radio had a lot of big numbers by then, 2 years later. So I said, hey, when I seen him again, I said, Rich, remember when you told me we were too small and couldn't air that? And he just smiled and shook his head. He said, yep, I sure do, Hunter. And we had a good laugh about it. Rich is a great guy. He's a good guy. He really is. And all that stuff is all water under the bridge, man. Me and Robbie, we're doing a lot of things together. We're working together on some things to do some good things for the artist and Christian country music. But we often laugh about that. Just to show you how God can do things, though. Me and Robbie didn't start off on a good foot. We had respect for each other, but we just kind of, I guess, was leery of each other, maybe, or just wanting to see just what each other was about. But God really turned that whole situation around. That Robbie actually become a good friend and vice versa. So, you know, God can do great things, man. If nothing else, God can really just do wonderful things. He can take a bad situation and make it good. He really can. You need to know that. You know, we come back from Nashville. I'm in a sour mood still. Even my pastor notices it now. My new pastor, he notices it. But he comes by Monday to check on me. He says, man, he said, I was worried about it. I said, yeah, Pastor. I said, I'm good, though. I said, I got it. You know, I said, I was in a mood. I said, but I talked to God this morning, and I'm good. I said, I changed my shoes. And he said, what? I said, yeah. I said, you know, when you step in dog poop, and if you don't change your shoes or clean them, you just keep tracking it everywhere you go. So everywhere you step, that smell, and there's a little bit of dog poop with you everywhere you go. He said, yeah. I said, well, I didn't bother to clean them. I just got a new pair of shoes and changed them. I just put a new pair of shoes on and left the old stinky shoes where they were. And he just kind of smiled. He said, yeah. So I said, that's where they're at. So I got a new pair of shoes on and I'm good. That way I'm not carrying the stink around with me. And that's what happened. So 2014, when we come back to the next episode, episode 5, we're going to start 2014. And I'll start telling you about that because some things start to change. The tax never go away. They never go away, and they still don't go away. They're still, man, I'm still being attacked by some of the same people that were at that event. And this is what's crazy. Some of the people that were at that event back in 2013 are still attacking me today. That's the truth. We'll talk about that. Not on the next episode, I don't think. We'll talk about the ground that HLE Radio gained in 2014. Because remember, as I'm sharing on the morning show, I'm basically sharing what God is doing in my life. That's what I've been doing on the morning show. I've been sharing everything that God is doing. Everything He shows me, everything He brings me through, just so it can help somebody else. Hopefully it'll help somebody else who's going through that. And it has. I know because I get emails about it. I get messages about it. 2014 was a great year. We'll probably get 2 or 3 episodes out of 2014, I think, before we get to 2015. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. Listen, if you got any questions or comments, man, as always, get a hold of me, hunter@hleradio.com. That information is on our website. Feel free to get in touch with me. Remember, Christian Country Fest is coming up July 30th, 31st, August 1st, August 2nd. That information is on our website as well, hleradio.com. We have some new gear on there. We have some new hats. We have some coffee mugs, travel mugs. Also, my new single, You Can't Shack Up With the Devil and Expect Jesus to Pay the Rent. That's my first ever Christian song I ever wrote and recorded. And it's available on the website as well. Hey, until next time, this is Hunter Logan. Hope to see you then. God bless you.